Most unattractive thing here. Please look at the trees, the parrots. Yesterday in Bhujan Prabhu's excellent day retreat, alone with Krishna, we saw a whole herd of Nilgais coming. They were so curious. They're usually as shy as a famous person is when it comes to photography. But they came, they couldn't stop because they felt the atmosphere in the hearts of the devotees. So perhaps you will see a few Nilgais, perhaps you will see soon a few Vimanas of death. Swami Nitinamine, O Namaste Sarasvati Deve, Gauravani Pacharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavari, Haskachyare Sadarine, Sri Krishna Chai Tana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vashadi chanting is at the beginning. I request you to now just withdraw your mind from all these things that went on, maybe the bumpy road and everything else, the long journeys on the airplanes and buses, and just arrive here in the moment. And the easiest is to just focus it on the holy name, each holy name as they appear in the mantra. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Goswami himself walked in the same areas where we now sit, and he composed one prayer to not exactly to Giriraj, but to he who holds up Govardhan, Govardhana Dhari. Please listen to his prayer. May the king of Braja, who, when Indra covered the sun with clouds, and Indra sent great rains that made tumultuous sounds with a rolling of thunder, may the king of Braja, who protected his relatives by lifting a great hill, break apart all of your fears. O Lord, who, by speaking with great logic, stopped the Indra Yajna,
who is very attached to worshipping the Brahmanas and to worshipping Govardhan Hill, who convinced the cowherd men in one moment, and who at once began the worship of Govardhan Hill. Talking about Govardhanadhari, who, along with the gopi girls, spoke words of praise and dressed in splendid garments and crowns of flower petals, and also along with the gopa boys, they loudly spoke many prayers, and they all showered flowers on the hill. Govardhanadhari, who assumed a form as large as a mountain, and who ate the offered foodstuffs, who pleased the gopis by fulfilling all their desires, who decorated the hill's peaks with many, many colored flags, who pleased the hill by circumambulating it, who, when, because the injured jagir was stopped, the king of Swaga filled the horizons with thundering clouds that showered rain to destroy all of Braja, and who saw Nanda and the other gopas, who were filled with distress by the constant rain, and who were filled with fear, almost broken with fear, and the cows were cold and frightened, and then, impelled, inspired by love for your friends and his heart melting with compassion, with your left hand, O Govardhanadhari, to everyone's astonishment, like a playful regal elephant, you casually and happily lifted and continued to hold Govardhan Hill, that great mountain who is so tall his peaks licked the sky. Krishna then said to all the residents of Vrindavan, O mother, why are you unhappy when your son is noble and generous? Friends, your trouble is over. Have no doubt in your heart. These troubles are over. Do not be afraid. I have now made this hill into a great house. And don't take this rain seriously. Just laugh as Indra entered here. Just laugh at Indra and enter here. Yes. Everyone should laugh a little bit now. Indra is trying to destroy the residents of Vrindavan in Krishna's presence. Oh, no. Just enter into under the great house that I've created for you. And then he was again and again glorified by the gopas, as with lotus faces. Their faces were glowing with transcendental happiness, and they were breathing a sigh of relief. They entered the palace-like cavity under the hill. And then Srimati Radharani herself spoke about Govardhanadhari. She said, Olvashaka, how is it that your friend is now holding the great heavy mountain on his delicate five fingers? And when I see him in this way, my mind splits with anxiety. Oh, lotus-eyed one, how is it at this time, when the directions are darkened with terrible thundering clouds and garlanded with hurricane winds, my lover does not feel tired by lifting this great hill, which has just eaten so many offerings of food and which has many tall peaks that touch the sky? In Vraja, are there not many powerful gopa men whose bodies are hard with muscles? O noble lady over Shaka, why should the heavy, shaking hill be held by someone who is as delicate as a garland of flowers. Oh, Baba, oh, Tata, oh, Father Govardhan, I prayed to you, Srimati said. Please become as light as a big kadamba flower so that he will not become tired as he holds you in his hand. Krishna was thinking about their comfort, and they were thinking only about Krishna's comfort. Oh, auspicious Giridhas, I bow down and offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Oh, sincere and noble friend, please gaze now at Murari's face. See how splendid it is, with a smile at the edge of his moving locks of hair, with glistening cheeks and his dancing, glittering eyes, and who is deeply in love with all of us, she's speaking to her Sakhi friends, who became like an intoxicated, loudly humming black bee, drinking from the flower vine of Sri Radha's voice, this honey, which was sweeter than the flood of the sweet fragrance of the purest love, who is worshipped by the waves of beautiful Radha's restless, sidelong glances. And then Yashoda Maya, Mother Yashoda, began to speak. King of hills, when his stomach has become so thin with hunger, O King of Braja, you must force him to eat by putting the sweetened yogurt in his mouth. Oh, Nilambara Balaram, I am pained now that your younger brother is holding up this great burden. Now is the time for you to show your strength. Help him, lend him a hand. Govardhana Dadi heard these affectionate words from his mother, and he glanced at her and casually shifted the hill to the tip of his little finger and held it with great strength and pride, and in that way he pacified everyone. And the gopas said, how did this seven-year-old boy who still plays in the dust of Vrindavan and who still practically has his mother's milk in his throat, how did he get the power to lift this hill for so long? This hill is heavier than Mount Kailash. And because he holds it on the tip of his finger with such casual playfulness, we do not even fear that the hill will fall. Just look! The hill in his hand is like the earth at the end of the trunk of the royal elephants that hold up all the directions. Or like the moon of whose face King Nandan, the gopas who had completely given up eating and who were full of transcendental love for him, they gazed at him holding up the hill with great stars of wide open eyes, and who gave up sleeping for seven nights, and who mocked Indra's terrible lightning-filled, sun-eclipsing, ferociously thundering clouds propelled by hurricane winds and garlanded with beautiful rainbows. Who drove away the false pride of Indra, who was blinded with the mud of false ego, and who sent rain, and who, Govardhana Dari, restored prosperity to Vraja, and who shows no limit in punishing the wicked, who said, now look, the great rains, the hurricane winds making sounds of ja, ja, the lightning and the terrible garlands of clouds, they have all gone. Just see the clear sky. The sun peacefully shines in the sky, and the parrots are again chirping. Girls, flooded with bliss, you may now go outside from under the hill. Who, after speaking these words, made his kinsmen go out, who placed the great hill just down where it was before, and who the beautiful gopis showered with yogurt, milk, grains, and sprouts. Oh, handsome Lord Govinda. Oh, handsome Lord Govinda. Oh, handsome Lord Govinda. We happily bowed down to offer our respects to you. Please be kind and give to us a drop of the pure love that completely eclipses the moon of non-devotional philosophy. O Lord, who strongly lifted Govanan Hill, and by doing so, he humbled Indra, who shook his thunderbolts and had sent many terrible clouds. O Lord, O Govinda, O Krishna, who with your transcendental form eclipses the splendor of swarms of black bees, delighted by palace roofs decorated with blue lotus petals. O Lord Govinda, O bliss of Nanda's house, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. The prayer by Srila Rupa Goswami. The Braj that he was seeing and experiencing is also our Braj.
Thank you very much, Puri Jam Prabhu, and we will now request Jagatarini Mataji to give us a transcendental eyes to see the Dham. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, it's so wonderful to see you all here and to be here with you by the side of Giriraj. Now, some of you who are sitting here may have been fortunate to come many times to Govardhan, and other people, other devotees, may be here for the first time. So, I think that you must have all done something very special for Radharani to allow you all to be here at all. There is oftentimes questions that devotees ask me when they come here. Questions about Giriraj, questions also about the Dham. And one question that some devotees have asked me quite often is, sitting here looking at Giriraj, is this the same hill that Krishna lifted? Because if you think for a minute, we can pick up a rock and take it home to our country, we can do something to separate the rocks, the hill. We can walk on the dust and the earth. Is this the same Giriraj that Krishna lifted with his hand? There's a simple answer. And the answer is, yes, it is the same Giriraj. However, there's a deep mystery here at the same time. And the mystery is that this is the same hill that Krishna lifted with his own hand. However, you and I cannot see that hill. What we see with our eyes, we make a connection because our eyes are material, our mind, our thoughts are material. When we see Giriraj, we see something a little bit different than what's actually there. So we're wearing, you could say, material senses and a material mind, and which means that we cannot see Giriraj at the same time. So let me share with you something of what we cannot see. An exquisite line of mountains called Govardhan, stretch down the middle of Vrindavan, and many small hills surround the peaks, and there are many jeweled plateaus and lakes providing additional beauty. By the mercy of Lord Govardhan, by the mercy of the Lord, Govardhan has surpassed the splendor of Vaikuntha and become famous as the best of mountains. Lord Shiva can be very fearsome, but Govardhan is kind and gentle and decorated with long lines of forests and cascading waterfalls. The clear water that is rapidly falling from Govardhan's peaks carries the reflections of various multicolored jewels and appears like long rainbows. The light coming from that those stones and jewels on the plateau reflect into the sky like rainbows. Govardhan pleases the eyes of all devotees with his many caves. It is Govardhan's nature to protect the deers and the other forest creatures. Govardhan offers thrones of cooling stones for Krishna's pleasure and flower canopies that pour down fragrant pollen when shaken by the wind. The dense forests of Govardhan provide soothing relief from the hot sun, and the deer and the tiger live there together in perfect harmony. So here we see something, but we're not seeing it through our eyes. We're seeing it because our eyes don't work here. Of course our eyes are working. We can look left, right and center and see all our friends here and so forth. But to see Giriraj, our eyes don't work. For seeing Giriraj, our ears have to be working very nicely. And they will gift us an intimate experience with what is Vrindavan and also what is Giriraj. So we can offer our prayers here, our supplications to Giriraj. And just before I finish, I found one leaf on the ground, and it had something written on it. Shall I read it to you? It says, "Try to rediscover Vrindavan. That you must do. It is a question of consciousness. The real Vrindavan, the real Vrindavan is there within your own heart, hiding herself from you. So try to rediscover Vrindavan." Yes, it's from Srila Prabhupada. This is something special that Srila Prabhupada has told us. So we want to come here and to rediscover that this mysterious Vrindavan, who we can see but we can't see, who is everywhere but we are here with a mundane body wearing, that within ourselves that is where we can also discover Vrindavan. Through the ears, that's a clue. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful quotation from Prabhupada.
It's from Vrindavan Days, when I go there.
So, Hare Krishna. Everyone, in the following session, we try to tune you into what is before all of us. We are here at the beginning of a effort, the Govardhan Retreat 2024, where we wish to go, in Bhurijan's words, very deep. No? And we want to go very deep and discover what is there in our hearts and in terms of spiritual things. So in Vrindavan there is a habit. Whenever a katha opens, a certain meditation is done, and I will request Krishna Murari Goswami, he's from Nandagram, where he by now is also a priest. We have seen him on the altar, and he is also a very, very, very active and expert staff member, really, of the Govardhan Retreat Center. But since he is a Brijbasi, he will tune us into this Vrindavan experience the Brijbasi way. Are you ready? Haribol means I should chant, or Hare Krishna.
Shri Radha Karavachitapal Lavavallarike Radha Padanka Vilasan Madhurasthalike Radha Yasho Mukharat Khagavalike Radha Vihara Vipine Ramatamanome. May my heart always, always dwell in the forest of Vrindavan, where Srimati Radharani is always moving around. All the creepers, all the participants, all the residents, they sing her glories. As a Brajabasi, I would like to welcome all of you who have taken this long journey of coming to Vrindavan. It is said by one of the sadhu who lived in Vrindavan, before becoming a sadhu he was a king, and he said, Nagariya Brajabas Kripa Fal Paiye Brajanagar Nandlal Nishdin Gaiye Brajanagar Nandlal Nishdin Gaiye. O Nagari Das, even a single momentary residence in Vrindavan, in Braj, is received by the Kripa, by Kripa. Kripa Fal is the fruit of Kripa that one gets to live here. And there's a conversation between Sri Narada Muni in Padma Puran and Bhakti Devi, where he expresses, which is, this conversation is known as Sri Bhagavatam Mahatmya in Padma Puran, where Narada Muni is describing Vrindavanasya Sanyogat Punastvam Taruni Nava, that by the association of Vrindavan, by coming to Vrindavan, something happens to bhakti of a person, to the spiritual life of a person, something happens. And what happens? Punastvam Taruni Nava, the spiritual life of a person gets re-nourished. New connections, new inspirations in bhakti of a person are received by coming to Vrindavan. And our Govardhan retreat has been such a program where so many of the inspirations, it's like a charging time for many of the devotees all around the world who come here to charge themselves and for the whole year. Dhanyam Vrindavanam Tena Bhaktir Natrati Yatracha. All glories to that beautiful land of Vrindavan, where Sri Bhakti Devi herself dances in great ecstasy. And why does Bhakti Devi dances here? As we heard from Burjan Prabhu, that those sweet loving pastimes of Sri Thakurji, Sri Krishna, are always taking place here. Vrindavanam Parityajya, from Rupa Goswami himself, Padam Ekam Na Gacchasi, he never goes even a single step outside Vrindavan. When Burjan Prabhu was reading the pastime of Govardhan Leela, when Sri Krishna has lifted the Govardhan hill and he's just 7 years old, and what does Mother Yashoda is feeling for that 7 year old boy is described in a small song in Brajabhasha. Girna pare Rama, girna pare, girvar hai bharo, girna pare. Mother Yashoda is looking at the 7 year old boy and looking at also at the hill, that may this hill no fall down. Gwal bal sab leori la kutiya Rama. Mother Yashoda is calling all the other cowherd boys, that why are you standing? Why don't you take your cow tending sticks? Thoro thoro deu to saharo, girna pare Rama, girna pare. That all of you take your cow tending stick and just support in your own capacity. Neni neni bund pare gire upar, kich bhayo na garo Rama. Although so many drops, raindrops are coming, but the ground is not at all wet because of various reasons. Ek Indra ki kaha chalave Rama. What can one Indra do to Krishna? Sahasra Indra chaye pach pach haro, girna pare Rama, girna pare. Thousands of Indra, if they come together and then they try to do something to Krishna, they will be defeated. Mother Yashoda is thinking like this. And when the whole pastime takes place, she is still thinking, my son has not eaten. His belly, which is like a sweet laddu sometimes when he eats so much more, has gone totally inside. And she offers, after the beautiful Govardhan Utsav, she offers chappan bhoga. Krishna eats at least 8 times in a day, and he has not eaten for 7 days. 7 into 8, 56. So they are combining all the offerings, and after this they offer chappan bhoga to Krishna in Nandagram. There's a beautiful tradition. It has been an old ancient tradition in Vrindavan that whenever something new starts, or a new katha starts, or a new session starts in Vrindavan, everyone who is the participant of the katha, they just fold their hands and they chant something which is like a prayer to Vrindavan. It is a prayer which is to remind all of us that what really is Vrindavan to all of us. So we will chant that same prayer. I'm just telling you what it's a very simple one. They chant Sri Vrindavan, Sri Vrindavan, and then they remember, they say that Tana Vrindavan, that this body and for me Vrindavan is like everything. The body which I possess belongs to Vrindavan. Mana Vrindavan, my heart belongs to Vrindavan. Dhana Vrindavan, any wealth which I have is Sri Vrindavan. Prana Vrindavan. My life force is Vrindavan. And then again, Shri Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan. We all will fold our hands. We will together say, Shri Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan, Tana Vrindavan, Tana Vrindavan, Tana Vrindavan, Mana Vrindavan, Mana Vrindavan, Mana Vrindavan, Dhana Vrindavan, Dhana Vrindavan, Dhana Vrindavan, Prana Vrindavan, Prana Vrindavan, Prana Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Radhesham.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Krishna Murari Goswami. Now, I will try to give you some important, let us say, tune-ins, ideas, recommendations, suggestions, how you can make your time here extraordinary, how it can really become... In England, they say, a game changer, not that it changes your life. Let us first of all just pray. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyare Satarine. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hiye Paribhye Namaste Giriraja Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine. Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. We all have made the journey to come here, but are we really here? It is known that we are really where our mind is. A person may sit in Qatar, but in his mind he is just defeating his enemy in an imaginary fight. Then he is really not in the Qatar, but he is in an aggressive situation. So the whole idea of retreat is to come to this place where the world in us becomes silence. You must know that there is a difference between solitude, where a person may leave the town and go into the forest, find maybe a little cottage in the forest and lives there in solitude and silence. Silence is when finally the mind comes away from the world. I wrote in a poem, "Alas, I have left the world, but the world has not left me." So in the Govardhan retreat, we try to fill our inner space really with spiritual things. Therefore, we go here into this valley, which is surcharged with blessings. We go to the various programs that are offered. I know that there are 3 katas which are offered, one by Bhuijan Prabhu, one by Jagatarini Mataji, and one by myself. And please see that you can become a nectar drinker. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, we drink the Bhagavatam until we faint, and then when we wake up, we continue to drink. So at the same time, my dear devotees, you need also a little time for digestion, for reflecting about the subjects, for processing the information. So you need to manage your time wisely and see where you can take part, because just like food is only useful when it is digested, spiritual information is of the maximum use only when you have had some time to process it. We saw this yesterday when we all went under one tree. You should have been here. We were all distributed like little dots of color over the landscape, and each had his tree. We built up our own altar. We had even a white cloth, altar cloth. We put the pictures there of Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj, and the Hare Krishna mantra. And then we offered incense and a light, and prayed, and so on. We had our time with the Lord. This is absolutely required, my dear devotees, this digestion time, and I want to request you to make use out of it. But having said this, please don't forget what I said in the beginning, that drink a nectar until you fall on the ground. I mean, not literally, but your material concepts fall on the ground, chip, faint, and continue to drink when you wake up. There's a beautiful verse which happens to be one of my favorite verses from the Bhagavatam, where Dhruva Maharaj is describing what can happen, what happened to him when the Lord appeared to him. The Sanskrit is Yonta Pravishyamamavacham Imam Prasuptam. Dhruva Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses, my hands." You know, he wants to do service. "My legs, he wants to dance. My ears, I want to hear about you. My touch sensation, my life force, yeah, I feel so alive. And especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you." My dear everyone, this can happen if you allow the Lord to enter your heart. And that happens most definitely when you reflect about what you have heard, when you internalize, when you think. Perhaps taking notes helps you. Some of us are avid note takers. Oops, sorry. this works very well when you read your notes and afterwards, and then you can internalize. Once there was a disciple who very, very proudly said to his guru, Guru Maharaj, I have gone 20 times through the Bhagavad Gita. So the guru smiled kindly and he said, and how many times has the Bhagavad Gita gone through you? On retreat, we want that the subjects go through us, because then they stick to us. If they only enter the ear and out of the ear, like, let me ask you, how many of you can remember the beautiful prayer which Bhujan Prabhu read, all the details? You must know. It takes some training before you can remember. You must allow the subjects to go through you, and then it will be very good. Now, Dhruva returned from his retreat in the forest. I heard he was in Madhuvan, that's part of Vrindavan. There's a temple up on a hill where he performed his austerity, and where the Lord actually appeared to him and filled his heart. So in the same way, we wish, and the parrots should confirm this now if they are on clue. Not silence, loud. Yes. We had a discussion before. They're a little insecure about their role. It will come. They will. May the Lord enter your hearts, and may enliven all the sleeping senses, your hands, your legs, your ears, your life force, and your speech. In other words, you should turn as new people out of this forest, like Dhruva Maharaj. Now you must know, if you go on retreat, there's a good chance that you will come closer to Krishna and meet the Lord of your heart in a better way. But you will also meet your own worst enemy. And it requires some skill to deal with him in Vrindavan. Once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, who is the worst enemy of the devotee? And Prabhupada said, he himself is his own worst enemy. There are no outside enemy. And then Prabhupada's characteristic way, which we all have all learned to love, he said, therefore, don't be a nonsense, you know. That nonsensical side in us is our own worst enemy. In the words of someone I have studied before I came to Krishna consciousness, you will forgive me, it's Friedrich Nietzsche, in Thus Spoke Zarathustra, he said, but the worst enemy whom you can encounter will always be yourself. It is you, you. Nietzsche is intense, no? It is you who stalks you. Stalks as he runs behind you with an evil interest. Who stalks you even in the caves, in the forests. He didn't say in the forest of Vrindavan, but that also he can come, your own mind. You have to burn this enemy in your own flame. How can the new you arise if the old you has not become ashes first? In bhakti retreats, it's not difficult to do what Nietzsche says, to develop a new version of yourself. Because very gently and very kindly, you can deal with the conditioned parts in you, the things which are no longer useful for you, the things you don't perhaps like. I like another quote. God said, love your enemy. So I obeyed him and loved myself. In bhakti retreat, you do self-love in the spiritual way. No, you can do self-love in the material way and you get entangled in false ego more and more. But you can spark your own spark. You can fan your own spark. And this happens mostly by hearing. By hearing, you give yourself, your spiritual spark, the real you, the true self, that part in you which is the best part in you. You give him nourishment or her nourishment. That becomes very strong. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has something to say on this. He said, there's a verse, we heard this verse in the Harinam retreat, yata yatatma parimrim yate so matpunya gata shravana bidanai. The verse says, to the degree that the self becomes purified by hearing and chanting my glories, a person is able to perceive my real form and qualities and experiences their sweetness, just as the eye, when smeared with a special ointment, is able to see finer objects. I admit at this stage, most probably you have heard and not heard, so I was in the same situation. My parrot friends were so loud, so let me describe it in a very simple language. When you become purified by the processes of hearing about Krishna and chanting Krishna's glories, then you will be able to more and more see the spiritual reality. Remember how Jagatarini said in the beginning, she posed the question, is this the same Giriraj Govardhan which Krishna lifted? He lifted him. Did he lift him on the finger of his right hand, the pinky of his right hand, or of the left hand? Left hand, yes, he wanted to show, yes, confirmed. He wanted to show, Indra, I don't care for you. You are very useless. I'm using my left hand, which is used for bathroom activities. I'm showing you also with my little pinky, which is very small, that your attack and your power is very small. So small. I'm just not caring for you. And so on. So, yes, and this is the same Giriraj, but we can't see Giriraj. That is what Jagatarini told us, as that Giriraj which Krishna lifted. There seems to be two Girirajas here, the Giriraj which we can see and through our eyes, and the Giriraj which we can see through the eyes of scripture and of acharyas who have purified their eyes. My dear devotees, this should not be a challenge to you. Look at me. Do you see my gray hair?
No.
No, Bhurijan Prabhu prefers to see my youthful soul. You can look at the body and you see one thing, an old man at the evening of his life. But you can also choose to see spiritually. You can see the body as a dirty place or as a dwelling place of the eternal soul. Yeah? You can choose. You can make use of your power to choose on a retreat, and you will become more and more strong to use that power to see things spiritually and to not remain bound to the material perspectives, the old you and so on. The new you can arise. For this, I would like to give you a few things. I would minimize a distraction. I know most of it, Krishna Murari, I'm not taking it away from you. I know how important it is for your life. Most of you have the three-eyed monster in your pocket all the time, and you become irritated when someone even removes it 20 centimeters from you. I was once in the Zurich airport, and before me there was a man who went through security. Both of us went to security, and the security man said, "Yes, sir, you have to put everything now. We have to check it." And he kept his mobile telephone. So then he went through the detector, and it went beep, 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 beep. And the man said, "You have something on you which you have not given." And they found the mobile telephone. And when they took the mobile phone from the poor person before me, I mean, he went into a ruckus. He said, "Now you take everything away from me." They said, 20 seconds, no mobile telephone, not possible. You know, he was really disturbed. My neighbor had a disturbed reaction. We were, for a moment. This, which tells you so many good things, like it's 5:10, can distract you also. It always makes there's always something going on. Do I speak too much offenses against it? It gong, 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 it has a life on its own. It means messages come, no? Dun, 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 it shakes. This you need to be careful. Of course, when you... Here, your machine, take it. Of course, if you... You know, it means this and all what it represents. You know, so much worldly talk, so much worldly information. Try to minimize all these distractions. Like, we have no newspaper stand in the Govardhan Retreat Center, which makes the material world... Prabhupada said once, these journals make the material world so real. Try to minimize it. And whenever, and be very careful, mind your mind, my dear devotees. Whenever some thoughts come in, you will be challenged. I recommend to you, try to not criticize for 1 week. You will be a new person. Whenever a criticizing thought comes, you say, well... not everything has to go my way, and so on. It is, and most important, have an intention that helps you to go through this. Have the intention that I want to make spiritual advancement. I want to guide you for the next 2 minutes or so in a sankalpa building exercise, and we will have I request you to sit comfortably for a moment. Be relaxed. You can do this by taking a few deep and calming breaths. Not as if you just come from a boxing match. Just deep, calm, long breaths. And close your eyes. You have traveled a long way to come here. There must have been a strong impulse, or let us call it a strong vai, that brought you here. Perhaps you have heard about the retreats. Perhaps you feel there's a need for you in this life to enter a more personal relationship with Krishna. Perhaps your wife has sent you here, who was totally frustrated about your level of spirituality. I request you to take a little time and think about the question, what is it that I truly long to experience here at the Govardhan retreat? Is it just prasadam and kirtan, which you can have at many places? What do you long to experience here? The second is, what do you wish to do? We have one member here who rises every morning at 3:30 and goes here to chant his rounds early in the morning. I admire that. But perhaps you want to make other commitments to yourself, like rising for the morning program or spending some alone time. Hare Krishna. So now please do look. Do you have an answer to this question? My expectations. Did you find something? Nidhi nods her head. She found something. Did you also find something? It's good to be aware of that. And equally good it is to think about my commitment. What will I do to bring about the change, to fill the heart so that something new can grow there? And those parts in me which are not always helpful to my spiritual development, they can be exchanged with something so much better. I would like to now request you to turn to your neighbor. Yes, to your neighbor. Where is your neighbor? Just the one next to you, no? You can also go by groups of three. And very, very quickly, I will go with Burijan Prabhu. very quickly, talk about my expectations, your own expectations. Yes, do you see this? My expectations. And the second, do you remember what it is? Yeah, this one. My commitment. Hare Krishna. So yeah, I thought to just do this little exercise with them and the idea which you know, because this made a deep impact. What you have done, for example, you have taken an idea and you ran 1,000 steps in front and picked up many good things. And it's very good, and it needs to be done. This only giving information does not work.
Time, yes. I will.
I would say we had something
Yeah, but you must say what you need to say. It will work out. No.
It is required. Why is it required? It is informed by this international retreat that we are seen as friends, which we are friends with no time. Somehow or another, this last retreat is our friend. Of course,
In the alone with Krishna, you mean? The whole thing. It starts with your good phone call. Because, as I said, I was on the mental platform a little, and also common threats make people become. we were dealing with.
Anyways. Why am I always. I'm not a good person. I'm ill at ease with myself.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Oh, Jivanath. Did your mind, you found things? You did. Good, 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 good. So, Hare Krishna, everyone. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, everyone. Hare Bol. I'm sorry, but, we have to go, unfortunately, with a little time. So, my expectations, you could find something, you shared something, yes? Was it difficult? Possible. Good. And don't forget this. My commitment, this commitment will turn into what is called sankalpa. And in the 11th canto it says, anything is reached according to the inner orientation. Hare Krishna. They all return home now and they come and want to give a comment and then they go to there. Anything is reached by that inner commitment. So what we would like to do now to conclude this session. Sometimes you might like to find a minute and talk to the devotee. Oh, remember we talked when the parrots gave their comments to each other in the valley. And how is it going with your expectations? How is it going with your commitment? And when you try to meet each day a new person, talk with them, churn the nectar, and that will become unforgettable, unforgettable. I'm almost done. So let me summarize what I wanted you to get to know. We are at a very sacred place, which we have to develop spiritual eyes in order to see this. And by developing spiritual eyes, we can also see so many good things. We can see the self, we can come closer to Krishna. So here we are developing, trying to develop the eyes. See the Govardhan retreat as your personal eye clinic and mind clinic also, no? Because you can only see Vrindavan Dham through a devotional attitude, a devotional mood. And I want to say this evening, Bhujan Prabhu and myself, we pray for you, for your good experience. We pray that all you have come for will be granted to you, that your old, the things you struggle with in your life will fall away from you, and the Giriraj will grant you and give you everything. I do remember in my own life I had some unsolvable problems, with my just, you know, the anattas in the heart, the ego, and so. And I have prayed to Giriraj at each time to soften the heart, and it works. Also, we wanted to make a retreat center for all of you. This is Bhujan Prabhu's idea, who inspired me also a little or a lot. And but we have no money, and we are not big money collectors. He is a teacher, and I'm a little bit a preacher, you know. So Giriraj gave this to us, you know, that anyone who comes here says, what a wonderful retreat center. And I always say, and the hot water works. and everything. And then on a serious note, it is given, it is a gift of Giriraj. We who stay here some time of the year, and what to speak of those who stay long-term, like Vrindavan Vinod Prabhu, our good person who leads the retreat center throughout the year, and his wonderful staff, Krishna Murari, his brother, and so many nice, Anandi is also there, and everyone. And they have seen miracles here. They even saw a snake that can fly. Yes. I said, can I? No. You know, this mystical... but I'm speaking more of spiritual wonders. You know, they... and I feel everything can come to you in a simple way. Connect with your real expectations that made you make this journey in the first place, not why you came here from wherever you have come from, and also your commitment. What are you, how will you participate? It's very, very important that you do this. Good.
I am done. Yes.
Yeah, to finish, to conclude, I also think. So, Hare Krishna, all the best for you. I feel almost a little like the older brother because I have been here so often, and I have only seen so many miracles. I wish, and we are here, the three of us, and also the staff, and all the devotees from India. We are here to help you. Don't hesitate to come and so on, for counsel and whatever. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
when Indra had showered such torrential heavy rains upon the people of Braja, he was so angry. He was so angry, practically inconceivably angry, just because Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan had stopped his sacrifice. Because of that, he wanted to destroy all of Vrindavan and all the cows even. So he sent torrents of rain that were as thick as pillars. He sent thunder and lightning to terrify and destroy the residents of Vrindavan. And the residents of Vrindavan, they were cold. They were in difficulty. But what did they do? And what they did really gives us a hint of, to continue what Maharaj was saying, is what our consciousness should be like. In the Holy Name Retreat, Maharaj said something that really stuck in my mind. We all want to change. We want changes, but we don't want to change. We want changes, but we don't want to change. So here is the essence of what the change is. And here we are at Giriraj Govardhan, and we will hear from the Bhagavatam, and it will make it clear. When the torrents of rain were coming, and the cows had sheltered their young calves, the bulls were angry at the hail hitting them, the cowherd men turned to Krishna, and they said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, Twanat Gokulam Prabhu. Oh, Krishna, you are the greatest of fortunate entities. You are Bhagawan. Twanatam, you are our Lord. You are the Lord of Gokul. You are our Prabhu. You are our Master. Tratum arhasi devana. They wouldn't mention Indra's name, but they called him Deva. This person, this Deva, is causing so much trouble, and we require you to save us. We have no other, what's the word? We have no refuge. Other
refuge.
Yeah, refuge, shelter. And that is the great turning of the soul, Gotripte Varanam Tata. To turn to Krishna, to turn to Giriraj, who is the best of Krishna's servants. Turn to him. Turn to Giriraj. Not physically right now, but internally. And when anything happens, turn to Giriraj. Of course, one also must act practically when you're walking across the street. Don't just turn to Giriraj, but also look both ways. But ultimately, there's a dependence on Krishna, Gotripte Varanam Tata, that we really should develop. It's in our greatest interest to develop that. Kapatam Bhaktavatsala. Because, O Krishna, they said, you are Bhaktavatsala. Atma Padanta Vidanyata. You will even give yourself to your devotees. So turn to Krishna. When we chant Krishna's names, it should be in the spirit of calling out to Krishna, as Prabhupada had said very early in the movement, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please accept me. Please allow me to serve you. You are my shelter. And then Krishna, he saw that the residents of Gokul were practically unconscious due to the onslaught of the hail and the rain. And he understood this was the work of Indra. And he said to himself, because Indra was upset and angry because we have stopped his sacrifice, he has caused these terrible winds and rain. But by my mystic powers, I will completely stop the residents of Vrindavan from being in difficulty. And this distress, this anger, this upsetness is unusual because the devatas, the demigods, are usually in sattvagun, like the devotees are in sattvagun, and distresses don't come from sattvagun, because sattvam sanjayate jnanam. Distresses come from the lower modes. So if we feel ourselves being attacked by the lower modes of material nature, don't become angry. Don't become just go to sleep to forget it all, but take shelter of Giriraj Govardhan and Krishna. So Krishna, while he was saving the residents of Vrindavan, he was also saving Indra from his pride. And he was such a good teacher that he did it without saying. He did it in such a way that Indra would realize his own mistake. And therefore, Krishna said to himself, I will protect the residents of Vrindavan because what will incline Krishna to give someone shelter? I will protect them by my transcendental potency. And what makes Krishna inclined to do that? Because I am their shelter. I am their master. And indeed, they're like my own patigraha. They're like my own family. One of our acharyas comment that he even says that patigraha means my own family. They're included in my own family, but also means I'll even protect them by illegal means. Of course, we shouldn't imitate Krishna, but Krishna will do anything to protect his devotee. And our challenge is to become what? Devotees, servants. And here we are to move closer to Krishna. And so having said this, then Krishna picked up Govardhan Hill with one hand and held it aloft just as easily as a child holds up a mushroom. And the Lord then spoke to the cowherd community. Oh, mother, he first called out to his mother. Oh, mother, oh, father, oh, residents of Vrindavan, of Raja, if you wish, there's a choice he gives them. You may now come under the hill along with your cows. And don't fear that the mountain will fall from my hand. And don't be afraid of the wind, and don't be afraid of the rain. For your deliverance from these afflictions, these troubles, has already been arranged. Now, if we can just become living in that relationship with Krishna, that he is our shelter, he is our master, we are his servant, and give ourselves to Krishna, then we will be under his protection. And how much anxiety in our life will be removed if we just accept that the deliverance from the difficulties of material existence have already been arranged. And this is a very difficult time in the world. And we need, more than anything else, shelter. So their minds were pacified by Lord Krishna. They all entered beneath the hill, where they found ample room for themselves and all their cows and their wagons, their servants, their priests, and all other members of the cowherd community as well. Lord Krishna, during the time he was holding up the hill, our acharyas described this in two ways. He didn't think of anything but the residents of Vrindavan who were looking at him and turning to him. And he didn't think of his hunger or thirst, personal pleasures. And during that time, the residents of Vrindavan were exactly in that mood. Their minds were focused on him. They just looked at him. They didn't think about their hunger. They didn't think about their thirst. They were just absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. This is ultimately what we would really like to do at this Govardhan retreat. As much as possible, as much as we practically can, we should try to be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And interestingly enough, one of our acharyas, I think Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, comments that how could this hill, which is a medium-sized hill, accommodate all of the 900,000 cows of Krishna and all the residents of Vrindavan and their wagons and their priests. And by the, he explains that by the touch of Krishna's hand, there was enough room for everyone. And then he explains that what to speak of all of Braj to be able to take shelter beneath Giriraj Govardhan. The whole three worlds can take shelter underneath Giriraj and Govardhan.
Easy
expensive. Yeah, it's in our BBT purport. But it's so dark I can't read anymore. So why don't we turn to Giriraj Govardhan and just offer a prayer for... He'll give shelter, but let's offer our prayer that we can turn to him for kept shelter.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, one more time. Hare Krishna, prayerful. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. One more time, everybody, please. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jay. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I apologize. I think we all want to sing more and stay more here at this place. But night falls over Vrindavan and covers it with a dark blanket. Not the night comes. So we request you to make your way quickly. This is still the time where you can identify your shoes and make your way quickly to the Govardhan Retreat Center and go directly, please listen, directly into the Hari Kirtan Stali. It's the temple structure-like building where we have many of our classes. And there we will just continue. Bhujan Prabhu and Jagatarini will explain what are their classes about, and there will be one last kirtan, and then afterwards we will serve you with a nice evening dinner. So please, everyone, identify your shoes, make sure it's yours, and then see you very in 10 minutes in the Hari Kirtan Stali. Hare Krishna.